Hello and welcome to the Love Mondays Club podcast. I'm your host Helen and I'm here to help you unravel the mysteries of marketing so that you can get more eyes on your business and make more sales. This is the ultimate podcast for online female business owners who are ready to conquer their overwhelm, discover their confidence, and unlock the secrets to marketing success. Whether you're just starting out or already running a thriving business, Love Mondays Club is your compass to navigate this ever-changing digital world. Each episode, I'll bring you valuable insights, expert interviews, and practical strategies to help you stand out in a crowded online marketplace. It's time for you to dream big and succeed. I want your Mondays to be overflowing with inspiration, excitement, and setting the stage for you achieving your dreams. So if you're ready, cozy up in your favorite spot and get ready to unlock your business potential. Let's dive in. Hello and welcome to this week's episode of the Love Mondays Club podcast. So today we are talking all about messaging inside your marketing. Now I know for so many people that getting the messaging right is one of the most difficult things. And if anything, I'm going to be totally honest with you, every single business owner I know, myself included, spends a lot of time thinking about messaging, the way we're wording things, the way we're describing our offers and what we do and how we attract people. And what I've really sort of come to acknowledge is that this is like an ongoing skill and something that all of us as business owners develop over time. But of course, we all have to get started from somewhere, don't we? And there's nothing worse than that dread blank page, staring at the flashing cursor, thinking, what am I meant to say? And it's really easy, isn't it, to feel like a lot of what we're saying is generic, it's already been said before, it feels maybe a bit boring, or like we're not explaining things properly. Like, I've definitely been through all these emotions, and I know that a lot of my clients have as well. I want to talk to you today about how we can kind of move past this, how we can add a bit of spice and interest into what we write, and how we can really attract our ideal clients in the content that we're putting out there. When I'm talking about messaging, I'm talking about the kind of things that you might put in your social media posts, things that you might put on your website, basically anything that people might read to try and help them understand like who you are, what you're about, what you offer, and most importantly, how they can work with you. Now, again, another reason why I'm talking about this today is because it's also brought to you by my free course, Grow Your Online Business, and you can sign up for that with the link, and I'll talk a little bit more about that later in this episode. One of the most important things as well of all this is that our words have the power to attract and repel people, and I say this all the time. And that's one of the things that we should really be focusing on. Like, we don't want to be vanilla. We don't want to be talking to everybody. We really want to be attracting those clients who, you know, the kind of people who they inquire, they reach out to you, you give them the details, and then they buy, they sign up, they say they want to work with you. Like, if we could all have 100 of those clients, wouldn't life be amazing and easy? Maybe even more than 100, depends what you're scaling to. But you want to attract the people that want to take action, you know, the people that are not, I don't know, I hate to say this, but sort of wasting your time sometimes, you know, like asking lots of questions where maybe the information's already been there, all sorts of different scenarios. But the main thing is we want action takers, don't we? And we also want to repel the people who maybe are just looking for freebies, or their default is going to be, do you offer discounts? Hopefully the answer is no. It's all about attracting the right people, the people that make us really excited to do the work that we do. One of the biggest things that we need to do in this situation when it comes to our messaging is thinking about our own unique story. Now, I know that this can be a bit tricky when we first get started. Like, so many of my clients will sort of say to me like, oh, well, I don't have a story. I don't have a unique thing to talk about. I promise you, you do. But in all honesty, sometimes it can just take a little bit of time to kind of, you know, for it to come to you. Also as well, I think for a lot of us, we have a bit of a barrier, don't we, of maybe not wanting to share every single thing on social media. There's got to be sort of like boundaries in place between like what you're happy to share and what you're not happy to share. And I'm going to give you a bit of support around that inside today's episode as well. So one of the reasons I wanted to talk to you about this as well on today's episode was I was having a chat with one of my clients the other day. She's a new client, we've recently started working together, and we were talking about messaging, and she was saying to me about how like one of my emails had recently really stood out for her. And I said, oh, which email was that? And she said it was the one where I sent this a few weeks back, and I was talking about how I got unsolicited advice about marriage when I was at a bar in Paris one time, very randomly, and just how that made me feel and how I didn't like how it made me feel, and how I think that kind of taps into business and you know, lots of sort of unsolicited advice we get in those situations. Now, I'm going to be hand on heart honest with you. I really hesitated before I sent that email. Why? Because the irony was I was talking about doubting yourself in the email, but I was sat there doubting myself. Like, we all experience these things. But like, what was I doubting? Like, I was maybe thinking, is this something what people really want to hear? Am I maybe being a bit too personal? Is this going to trigger some people? You know, are they not going to like it? And I think these are all worries and concerns that lots of us have when we start, you know, putting our opinions out there and talking about things that are a bit more personal to us. But what it came back to for me was that at the end of the day, the people that I'm going to really want to work with, this message is going to resonate with them. Not the part about marriage, but the idea about like the self-doubt and the you know, when people give you advice that you don't want and things like that. And if somebody is triggered by it or they don't like it or they're not interested in it and potentially they unsubscribe, that's absolutely fine. Because the reality is, maybe I'm not the right person for them right now. So I hit send on the email and off it went, and that was that. Now, interestingly, the new client that I'm working with didn't reply to that email. I didn't necessarily hear from them, but her feedback a few weeks down the line really sort of brought it home to me that actually those sorts of messages are the kind of things that really stick with people. And the reason for it is because, you know, we all know about self-doubt and things like that. We've talked about it a lot, but sometimes we talk about it at quite a surface level. And if we're talking about things at a surface level, it's hard for people to kind of resonate with it in a way that really promotes them to take action or to do something about it. So like I say, in that email, I could have literally just said something really simple along the lines of, don't take advice from people who don't know you. It can cause self-doubt and hinder your progress. I mean, that was kind of the heading and the main theme of it all. But again, even me just saying that now just sounds, it sounds generic, doesn't it? Sounds a little bit vanilla. And I'm talking very hypothetical and randomly, but by putting a story into it, it became real and relatable. Now, you know, there's also lots of business stories I could have put in there as well. So I might play around with that messaging over time. And this is where you can start to have fun and be creative with these things. Because sometimes like the stories that you tell could be very related specifically. For me, it would be business related because that's what I'm here helping you guys with, are your businesses. But, you know, let's imagine you worked in education or childcare. You know, your stories be maybe really related to those, or nutrition and health. It could be any sort of industry that you work in. So your stories that you tell could be related to that. Or they could be like what I did, where I told this quite random story about being in a bar in Paris with this really lovely woman, but you know, she just suddenly started giving me all this unsolicited advice about why I should be married. And you know, honestly, she was telling me how I can make my boyfriend propose to me. Like, oh God, cringe. And you know, for context, we've been together for 10 years. Like, you know, I don't think there's anything to worry about there. But you know, it's one of these things that like, it made me feel crunchy and uncomfortable at the time. I didn't really realize it when we were talking about it. I was just kind of being a bit flippant in the conversation. But I noticed it was kind of like niggling in my mind the next day. And I, you know, me and my partner were talking about it. And that little example there, I thought, okay, nothing to do with business, but really relatable for when you get those bits of advice, things are said to you, and it just plants a seed of self-doubt, even though you know deep down it's not how you feel. Sometimes people's words have a power of kind of getting into your mind, don't they? And I know all of us can relate to this with business as well. I bet you listening to this right now, you can think of one time where you were given some advice or someone made a, you know, what they maybe thought was a constructive comment and really wasn't about your business and your ideas. And, you know, it made you second guess yourself a little bit. And that's not a great feeling. So this is what I mean about how you can tie kind of personal things into like your messaging and what you're trying to do. But a big part of this as well, of course, is having the confidence to tell your own story. And when we first get started, that's not necessarily the easiest thing in the world. So inside my free training, one of the things I did was created a bonus resource for you, and it's all about helping you to share your story. So I'll tell you a little bit more about like what you can do with this. So first of all, just to highlight, like, confidence in storytelling doesn't mean telling everyone every single thing about yourself. I know for a lot of us, when we're first sort of getting into social media and using it, we feel this pressure to, you know, put our whole life and world on there. We really don't need to. Like, I've talked about this before in the podcast, like, I have really strict boundaries between photos I show of where I am and who's in the pictures and things like that. Like, you'll never see my friends and family in any of my pictures. You'll never really see pictures of the inside of my house. Like, mainly because half the time it's a DIY project, so it's not very pretty. But also as well, because, you know, my office is like my workspace. That for me is like a separation thing. You can kind of like draw these lines in the sand for yourself. But confidence is also about kind of tapping into, like, you know, having the courage to talk about your opinions and share them and, you know, maybe risk not every person agreeing with you, but that's okay. What you can do to help yourself with this is, first of all, when you sign up to my Grow Your Online Business course, one of the modules is all about about this magnetic marketing. And there's a bonus resource in there you'll find, and that's going to really, it's very simple. It'll literally take you 5 minutes, but it's really good for helping you to identify what's in your kind of comfortable zone, you know, what's your comfort zone for talking about, and what's in your uncomfortable zone, like the kind of non-negotiables. No, that's not what I want to cross into right now. Then as well, think about all the things that's in your comfort zone, the things you're happy to talk about, and then next to all of those, make links back to your offers or the transformation that you promise in some way. So let's say you're like a nutrition coach, or you're helping people with like their diet and their health and their fitness. What you could do maybe in your comfortable list is talking about how maybe 5-10 years ago, I'm speaking hypothetically here, but like, you know, you might not have been in a great place and you weren't sort of happy with your body and your health and your fitness. So you went and kind of did all these things that really helped you to become who you are today. And that's maybe the service that you sell, that transformation. So it's like, you know, you could think of a particular story, perhaps back, you know, when there was a certain thing that triggered you, and then use that to then link it to your offers and talk about how, you know, you can really relate to people. And it's then, of course, really relatable for them as well. They'll see these stories that maybe they've experienced themselves. So just think about all the different things that you're happy to talk about and think, how can I link this to my offers or my transformation in some way? Also, take baby steps with this as well. So don't go all in with it straight away if it doesn't make you feel comfortable. A personal example of this would be when I first started my online business, like one of the things I used to talk about and still talk about a lot doing it right now is talking about confidence. And for me in my history, so if you've only just started recently listening to the podcast, I've mentioned it a few times, but I have like a degenerative bone disease. Now, what this means is that, you know, I've had it all my life. It's obviously had a really big impact on my health and things like that. And, you know, as a teenager and things, I really was not confident. Like the thought of what I'm doing right now, like making a podcast and putting it out there for the world for you to listen to, was my absolute horror, you know, when I was younger. I would never have imagined that I would do something like this. So as you can imagine, I've gone on this big old journey of like how I've got to here, and it's stuff I've talked about in previous episodes. And I did once do one episode on the podcast where I really kind of went into detail about the things that had happened to me in my past with my legs and, you know, just situations I'd found myself in, and how that had become like a big motivator for my why, about why I started my own business and why it's so important for me to, you know, have this kind of flexibility and have a good income and all that kind of like safety and security it brings for me. Now, talking about my leg condition like that did make me feel very vulnerable. Like it was something that, like, when I did my list of like comfortable and uncomfortable, it was kind of teetering in the middle, because I thought, like, it's not a secret. It's not like I don't talk about it if people ask me about it. You know, I wouldn't be sitting here in conversation with you and just suddenly bring it up. So that episode to me did feel crunchy, did feel a bit uncomfortable, and I thought about it a lot. And it was also, you know, most of these episodes, I've got my wonderful podcast support, Pete, a little shout out to him, who helps me with the production of it and the recordings and things like that. But otherwise, I don't really get people to test or check them for me. I'm pretty happy with the content that goes out. But that episode about my health, I did, because I did feel a bit like, oh, you know, I just want a little bit of reassurance here. So that's one thing for you, is to, you know, have people you trust that you maybe you can share some of your content with if you're just not a little bit sure about it. But again, make sure they're people who are in the same world as you and understand what you're trying to do, because there could be some people in your life who, you know, with all the best intentions, they might try and protect you, or they might say, no, don't put that out there if you don't feel happy and comfortable with it. But if actually it's going to have a really good impact and it's something you do want to do, you want to have people that are going to support you and encourage you in ways and give you constructive feedback about it. So that's number one. But also as well, for example, with that episode, it's not something that I did, you know, in my first 10 episodes. That was jumping in the deep end way too much if I tried to do that. I'm pretty sure we're on episode sort of 80. What are we on here? 88 at the moment. So maybe it was about episode 40, episode 50? I can't quite remember. I'll pop it in the show notes after I've recorded this and find out which one it was, if you want to have a nosy and a listen to it. But like I say, it's something I built up to. So I took baby steps. I just, every now and again in the odd episode, I just mentioned my health, mentioned my condition, mentioned the effect it had on me, but never went into big detail. And that for me was just like slowly getting myself used to talking about these things, and also kind of proving to myself, look, it's safe for me to talk about this. It's okay. In fact, when I talk about it, people reach out to me. They like it. They like that I'm being so honest and talking about things that they can relate to as well. So taking baby steps is really important. And then the last bit of advice for you is write the post, have someone look at it if you want to, get a bit of feedback, and schedule it. Because what I find is that hitting publish or send or post or whatever the live kind of version might be is often a lot more intimidating and a lot more harder than just hitting schedule. There's something quite nice about scheduling something and kind of deferring it to a slightly later stage. A lot of like emails and things that I send are quite early in the morning. I have them sort of going out, yeah, quite early to my audience or my posts. I'm not always there live hitting post or published, you know, quite often they might be scheduled in. So there's something as well that's quite nice about having things in place where I know I'm actually not actively going to be there physically doing it. And it almost takes away a little bit of that responsibility. And that slight little bit of distance as well helps you just step out of it and know that it's just part of a process that's going out in your marketing. And it's not something you're having to, you know, hit the red button on. So those are just a couple of little tips for you around like how you can just start to build up your confidence a bit more with like putting your story out there, talking about things that may be a bit more unique and personal to you, but also ultimately like offering really good relatable value to your customers and your clients. Because as we know, people buy from people and people want to know the real you. Like I know that pretty much everybody listening to this podcast or who has spoken to me who listens to this podcast is a service-based business. You know, like they are the service. They're offering the training or the support or the education or whatever it might be. So when your clients are buying from you, they're not necessarily buying the course or the program, they're buying the opportunity to work with you. So the more unique you can be, the more you can put your personality and your experiences and all that kind of, you know, authenticity that comes with that, the more people are going to be attracted to work with you. I hope you found this helpful. Hope these tips have been useful for you. As I say, there's a whole load more training around this with the sort of art of messaging. There's also the bonus resource I talked about for like how to kind of like think about your boundaries and things that you want to share in your personal story. So you'll find all of that in my free training course. There's 5 modules. There's so much value stuck in there. You can get cracking with it straight away. It's going to give you loads of ideas for things that you can do with your business and help you to start growing it and growing your audience and making more money and making more sales. So you can sign up to that at lovemondaysclub.co.uk/grow, and the link is also in the show notes for you as well. So hope you found this helpful, and I really look forward to seeing you for next week's episode. Have a great week. Take care.
Thank you for listening to another episode of the Love Mondays Club podcast. Don't forget to review and subscribe or share this episode with one of your business friends. Have a great week, and I'll see you next Monday.